Hachette Audio presents Wicked Intentions, written by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNabb.
For my sister Susan, again, despite the fact that she regularly makes fun of my inept computer skills and once a year finds it necessary to try and explain to me how the internet really works, which always causes my head to nearly explode. Love ya. Chapter 1. Once upon a time in a land long forgotten now, there lived a mighty king, feared by all and loved by none. His name was King Lockhart. From King Lockhart. London, February 1737. A woman abroad in St. Giles at midnight was either very foolish or very desperate. Or, as in her own case, Temperance Dews reflected wryly, a combination of both. "'Tis said the ghost of St. Giles haunts on nights like this," Nell Jones, Temperance's maidservant, said chattily as she skirted a noxious puddle in the narrow alley. Temperance glanced dubiously at her. Nell had spent 3 years in a travelling company of actors and sometimes had a tendency towards melodrama. "There's no ghost haunting St. Giles," Temperance replied firmly. The cold winter night was frightening enough without the addition of spectres.
"Oh, indeed there is," Nell hoisted the sleeping baby.